Well done. Do take a seat. If you were up there dancing or singing away, do please come and help yourself to a chocolate. I did catch a little sideways glance from Ben, Sam's brother, looking at me doing that, saying, what on earth is a grown man doing up dancing along? Quite right, Ben. But it's great to praise and to worship the Lord together in a number of different ways. And our prayer is that this morning we just come in freedom and we come in joy. So whatever your style, whoever you are, however you come this morning, please know you're welcome and free to respond to the Lord Jesus. So it's Easter Sunday, but it's also a Pentecost moment. And as we just come into this time of baptism now, I'm just going to kick off with a few words from Acts 2, and it is Peter speaking. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. Amen. So God has called Sam, and we stand with you, Sam, today as you take this step of commitment, of faith, of obedience and repentance, and as you come to be baptized. For those of you who don't know Sam, he's one of our fantastic young people. It's been a real joy to get to know him over these last few years. He's already somebody who's expressing his gifts, serving in our whole church context on the audiovisual team. And he's a young man who is full of enthusiasm, who is full of life. And he's a man of faith. So we're excited, Sam, to know that you want to step out today into all that God's got for you and to be obedient to God's call on your life. And so we join together today in what is a special and a sacred moment. And I'm going to ask Poppy now to come up and to read some words that Sam has chosen.
It's from Matthew 28, verses 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples left for Galilee, going to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some of them doubted. Jesus came and told the disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
Thank you, Poppy. I will be always with you to the end of the age. So God is here with us today, just as he was with those disciples in that post-resurrection appearance. He spoke to his disciples and he's spoken to Sam. So Sam, we invite you now to come up and to share with us a little bit about your journey with Jesus and how he's led you to this point.
Simon stole a bit of my introduction there, but I am Sam. I'm 16 years old, and when I was born, I was dedicated and brought up in the Church of England with my family, but I moved here in 2018 with my mum, Feels a lot longer ago than it actually was, but you know, COVID happened, so that wasn't great. My mum has been the key leader of my spiritual life, and she's been my main inspiration since we moved church, and also my biggest supporter since I started taking my faith a little bit more seriously. And I do appreciate all the support she gives me and the effort she puts into things, because I don't think my faith would be what it is without without my mum's help. The actual decision to be baptized was inspired by the New Wine Festival last year, which I'm sure people can agree was great, and it was a load of fun. And I just met so many people and made so many friends who were all just amazing people, and they were all people my age. And yeah, they were all people my age, or close enough, and they were just so in touch with their faith, and it just showed me what kind of a difference it can make when you just make that decision to follow Jesus and put him first. It was also at the festival where I felt like I properly felt the Holy Spirit for the first time, especially in the worship and the spontaneous prayer, which is something I'd never really experienced on that scale before, with 1,000 people in a single tent. And it was just awe-inspiring, and it was a hugely moving experience to just be able to feel the Holy Spirit with you. And I mean, not only that, I also got to witness what the Holy Spirit could do to other people around me. I mean, I was in a group of about 15 people, and it was great to see what was going on, and it was really inspiring. And then lastly, the choice itself to actually say yes and get going with the baptism process was catalyzed by a friend of mine who I met at the festival. I say catalyzed because I would have done it anyways, but she sped up the process a little bit. And she was just such an inspiration to me, because she was so in touch with her faith, and she let her whole life be led by Jesus. And just to see what that can do to a person, it really inspired me and just showed me kind of, again, what kind of a difference it can make to just follow Jesus and put him first. And all it then took me to get to message Simon was a single conversation with her at night. And she said to me, well, the most important thing she said to me was that there's no point waiting to be baptized because you don't think you are ready, because God has a plan and a purpose for everybody. And that's my testimony.